Hello on the Daily Fam. Welcome back to the show. In this episode, I'm actually going to talk about the difference between the work that I do in therapy, because I think this is a big topic, especially in like the healing and spiritual and kind of like astrological community as well. There's this pointless debate between therapy and the work that I do. And I just want to talk about it from my perspective, because I really do think that there is a difference. And I don't think that that difference is like that catastrophic, or that you have to pick a camp. So if you have been dabbling in, you know, your human design or your astrology, or you've been doing a lot of shadow work, you've been like looking at your wounds, all these things, and you're kind of feeling that like guilt around, maybe I should just go to therapy. I think this is going to be a really insightful episode for you. So listen in. Hey, friend. Welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I have a free, that's right, free 99 webinar coming up on March 28th. It's called Persona, and it's essentially teaching you how to use your human design and your astrology to create a personal brand that not only like gets you really excited, but also really speaks to your ideal client. And so if you have been feeling like your personal brand is lacking, or that maybe you've never even figured out your personal brand, I know I have a lot of clients that feel like they're still trying to even figure out what their personal brand is. And this is true whether or not you have a business. So a personal brand is really just like your image, how people perceive you, which is why this masterclass will be called Persona. And we are really going to just explore and dive into all the different ways that I use my human design and my astrology to find out my personal brand and how that has built the brand that I currently have. So if you would like to reserve a seat for that, it is free. You can click on the link in our show notes and we will send you a link so that you can join us live on March 28th. If you cannot join us live, still register, because everybody who registers will also get a recording afterwards. So March 28th, Persona, how to create a personal brand that is true to you using human design and astrology. It's going to be so fun. I'll see you there. Okay. First of all, I am not a therapist. I do not claim to be a therapist, nor would I ever claim to be a therapist. I think therapy is actually really great. I was in therapy for a long time after my divorce from my high school sweetheart. I was in therapy for many, many, many moons, and it did what it was meant to do at the time. It worked really well until it didn't. And I believe that the reason why, like, for me, therapy no longer was going to work, or it was no longer going to like do what I needed it to do, is because for me, therapy was really awareness. It was really cultivating an awareness inside of me as to what the wounds were, where they were coming from, and why they haven't left. And that was really good. That was really good for the time being, because going through a divorce, like I remember, there were so many times I wanted to blame myself. There were so many times that I, you know, felt like a failure because I was getting divorced and I was just another statistic and I was just like my parents who got divorced and all these things and all the stories and all the bullshit that my brain let me believe. Turns out none of that was true. And so at the time, therapy was really good, and I had a really good therapist who I adore greatly to this day. And it got to a point where therapy was not enough. Talk therapy was not enough. And so when I say therapy, I am mostly talking about just talk therapy. So the type of therapy where you either meet virtually or in person with a therapist and you talk and they ask you questions and you answer and you spend 30 minutes or an hour with them once or twice a week, once every other week, once a month, whatever you have worked out. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm not talking about EMDR. I'm not talking about RRT. I'm not talking about any of these more somatic, almost like somatic therapy practices. I'm not talking about those because that is stuff that I currently and still use today. So I think that a lot of people are coming into this time of their life where maybe talk therapy is no longer fulfilling what it used to. And I believe there's a paradigm shift happening. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that that's how I feel, that we've been experiencing massive downloads, massive shifts in the collective, massive shifts in the paradigm. And it's no longer enough to be aware of loops and patterns and traumas and things from our childhood or our past or generationally speaking. It's no longer enough to just be aware of these things. People, maybe for the first time ever, are actually ready to release these things. And so the work that I do, which is very trauma in thorned. It's very trauma in thorned. Wow, D. I also just got back from a week in Florida for Disney World. And so my brain is scrambled eggs today. And I am very happy to be here with you, but I am also very foggy in my brain. So bear with me if my words are not making sense. Anywho, there is a somatic necessity for removing blocks and loops and patterns and things that have made you feel stuck in the past. It cannot be done just in your mind. It cannot be done in just talking about it. It cannot be done through awareness alone. It has to be done physically. And that can be done with using breath. That can be done using EMDR. That can be done using certain modalities like tapping or breath work or aesthetic dance, movement, rapid resolution therapy. There's a lot of different ways that it can be removed, but it cannot be removed just by talking about it. And I think for a long time, talk therapy has really just been there to have people be made aware. And, you know, we could go back in the past and we could talk about how therapy, you know, was used in the past. And I don't think it was always meant to be like that, but it definitely became sensationalized amongst like housewives in the 50s and 60s to keep them from, you know, paying attention to the fact that their husbands were, you know, cheating on them or whatever. And a perfect example of this, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Mad Men, but in Mad Men, Betty Draper gets a therapist, but back then therapists were chosen by the husband and the husband could actually like check in on the therapy, like with the therapist and be like, how's it going? And like the therapist would basically just like spill everything from the session. So it like wasn't actual therapy. And I think therapy is like, has been revolutionized really well since then, obviously. And I think therapy has a really good place. And I actually think that people doing like somatic healing, breath work, RRT, different types of tapping in as well as therapy, I think can be super, super successful. But the biggest difference between the work that I do and the work that I experienced in therapy personally was that I actually can heal these things and I can remove them from the trauma centers of my body very quickly so that we don't have to keep addressing it. Where I felt like in therapy, it was just constantly coming back up and it was constantly, I was being reminded of it, but I wasn't actually given tools to physically remove them from my body. And I don't think this is true for all therapists. Like, I actually think that there's a lot of coaches out there, like my spiritual coach, she has a background in therapy and social work. So she has both. Like, she's an astrologer, she's a human design coach, but she's also a therapist and she has a background in social work. So she comes at it from multiple angles, which I actually think is really, really profound. And I actually wish that more therapists would get more into human design and astrology, because these are things that like we really can't deny. And there's a lot of, I think a lot of people out there that you know, do therapy. And this was my story. A lot of people that will do therapy for years, and I'll have clients that come to me that, you know, have been in therapy for years. And then all of a sudden they do the work with me where we actually like practice somatic breath work, and we practice, you know, different meditations, and we practice actually like rewiring the subconscious mind in a physical way. And I've had clients say like, in a 1 week with you, like I just did more than I've done in therapy in 10 years. And I'm not calling myself a therapist, and I'm not calling myself better than therapy. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is sometimes you might be a person where therapy has served its purpose, and now it's time to move on to something else, something that can actually release these things, because awareness is only half the battle. And so, you know, part of why we built and why I've been building Break the Matrix is because there's this understanding and this kind of, everybody understands it, but nobody talks about it thing, where there's conditioning in our society, and we are conditioned to be aware of our pain, and we are conditioned to, you know, revisit our pain a lot, but we're not actually taught to remove it. And I think that's because if everybody could just heal their shit, and if everybody could actually just like remove these blocks and we no longer had to talk about it, well, then what would we use, right? If we healed these wounds and we no longer could use them as the excuse to why we're not doing what we want to be doing, to why we're not building the things we want to be building, to why we're not happy, right? If we actually removed these blocks, then we would have nothing. We'd have no more excuses. And that doesn't work for a system that's built on controlling us. And so, you know, this is why I think it's really popular on social media. And like, I believe in transparency on social media. Like, I'll always share the hard, but there's a trend on social media where everybody's like sharing the not so pretty sides of themselves, or like the not so good sides of themselves. And I believe that the only reason people are doing that is because they are wanting, because it makes it easier for people to digest them if they feel like they're just one of us. Oh, wow, they are really successful, but they're really just a, you know, inner child with wounds, like just like me. And I think, like I said, there's a really beautiful thing to transparency, and I will always be transparent. But one thing I don't do is I don't live in the pain. And I used to live in the pain. Like, I used to say things like, well, you know, I have a divorced family, or, well, you know, my mom and I didn't get along when I was a teenager, or, yeah, well, you know, I have a dead dad. There's a time when I used to live in that, and I used to use that as like proof that I was no different than anybody else. But the fact is, like, I am different than other people. And there's a lot of people that are different from other people because they are actually went the route of like, I'm actually going to release these feelings from my body. I'm actually going to not attach myself to these labels and these boxes and these things that I've been surrounding myself with for so long. And that's why, you know, you don't ever see me online talking about, you know, like just the hard. Like, I'll mention the hard. I have no problem telling you what it used to feel like or where I came from, but I'm not going to like join a trend of being like, see, these are the things about me that I don't like, because all that would do is like validate someone else's insecurities. And like, I'm not in the business of validating people's insecurities. I'm in the business of helping people move themselves through their insecurities and releasing those insecurities for good, not just for now, like for good. Like, once I believe that like the work that I do and the work of that so many healers and so many coaches do is, it's not just about being aware. It's like, once you remove it, once you know it, you can't unknow it. You can't unlearn it. Once you release it, yes, there'll be cycles where it'll come back up, but like, you have the tools now to release it from your body. And I think that's really, really important. And so it is different than therapy. And I don't think it's better or worse than therapy. I just think everybody needs different things. Like, there are some people that can go and meditate for hours and like remove so many blocks. That's not how I operate. I can do breath work for a while and remove some blocks. That works for me. I can do yoga. I can dance. I can, you know, I can tap into my logical mind and be like, okay, where's this belief coming from? Oh, that's where it's coming from. Okay. Is it true? No, it's not true. Then what's the truth? This is the truth. Oh, okay, great. And if you haven't listened, I have a 7-part rewiring series where I actually go into like the physicality of releasing some of these beliefs. It's on this podcast. You can scroll back a few months and it's parts 1 through 7, the rewiring series. You can also DM me and I can send you the link to it as well. But this, I have different tools that work for me. Other people have tools that work for them. And just like I believe anything, I don't think that anything is better or worse. I think that if it's healing you and it's moving you forward and it's removing the distraction from your path, then it's working. And we've just been taught for so long that like, if we're not doing what other people are doing, or if it doesn't look like what somebody else does, or if it's not, you know, if you're not in therapy, but you have a coach, that it's bad. Like I can't subscribe to that. And I never have been able to subscribe to that because I really do believe that people are different and we're individuals and we're these unique people. And, you know, for some people it's God, like you can lean on God and you can believe in God and trust in God and you never need therapy. And that's great as long as you're moving forward undistracted. But I feel like a lot of people are coming into spirituality and they're coming into like human design and astrology and getting to know themselves on that level and looking at their maps. I think of human design and astrology like a map. And I think a lot more people are coming into that because maybe therapy worked for a certain amount of time and now they feel like it's no longer resonating the way it used to. Or, you know, maybe they were raised very religious and, you know, just that one narrative of the Bible is no longer working for them. And they feel that they find themselves like living with their pain more than they're releasing their pain. And that is distraction. And distraction is actually the opposite of progress. And if we're here to evolve and we're here to ascend and, you know, expand our consciousness as a collective, then anything that distracts you is not going to do that. So whether it's therapy, whether it's, you know, EMDR, whether it's Jesus, whether it's yoga, meditation, breath work, sound healing, somatic dance, whatever it is, maybe a combination of all of those things, whatever it is for you is fine. And you're not better or worse because like therapy does or does not work for you, or you're not better or worse just because like Jesus no longer works the same way as it used to for you. Like there are so many different ways to release trauma and, you know, clearing out these trauma centers, these like 7 trauma centers from your body, these 7 core wounds that we all have, getting rid of those is the difference between you living a life that you want and you living a life that is based on the expectations of others. And I am not in the business of anyone living their life according to other people's expectations. I have a new program actually launching this week for pre-sale. The waitlist is currently open and there's pre-sale available and you only get the pre-sale bundle, bonuses, discounts, all the things if you're on the waitlist. So I highly suggest you get on the waitlist if you want to know more about that. But it's called Break the Matrix. And it's literally a program about how to come home to yourself. It's the journey of you. And we're going to talk about all of these modalities and we're going to talk about all these things. And I'm going to teach you how to read your human design. I'm going to teach you how to read your astrology. There's a certification involved. So if you've been wanting to read human design or read astrology, like I'm going to offer a certification for that. It's all included inside the program. It's not extra. I'm going to teach you about breath work. I'm going to teach you about meditation. I'm going to teach you about somatic practices like RRT. And I'm going to teach you about tapping. I'm going to teach you about all these different things, all these different vehicles and all these different maps, because the whole point of what I do is helping you live your best life. And it doesn't work if for the next 5 years, you're just aware of your shit, but you're not able or you don't have the tools to heal it. And so what this program is going to do is it's going to give you the tools. And it ends in a retreat in Costa Rica. So if you've been wanting to go on a retreat, come with me to Costa Rica and do this course in the process. Click the link in our show notes. You can learn more about the program. But I don't think anything is better than or worse. I do not believe in superior or inferior. I really don't. I believe that we are all unique and different and equal but different. And I believe every modality is equal but different. And not everything is going to work for you. And that's okay. So I hope this answered any questions you had about the work I do or how I came to it or, you know, why I believe in it so much. But if you are doing therapy and you feel like it's working for you, I'm so happy. And I would still impress upon you to learn about your human design and your astrology, because the more tools you have, the more equipped you are to release the things that are holding you back. What if you never had to be stuck? I do not know what that feels like anymore. I am not ever stuck. I never feel stuck ever. And I realize how rare that is, but I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be rare. And that's why I'm here. So I will be back on Friday with another episode, but I hope you enjoyed this one. And if you want to be in for Persona the Free Masterclass, or you want to just get on the wait list for Break the Matrix so you can hear more about it on Thursday, go ahead and click either link in our show notes, and I will see you on Friday. Bye.